The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
So, you know, a few days ago, our producer, Jack, came in the studio and he's like, my roof is leaking. He had to call maintenance. So I want to find out if you got that fixed. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony 8.
Okay, so, Jack, you had a leak in the shower area of your apartment, correct?
Yep.
It was coming down pretty hard.
Mm-hmm.
Not waterfall, but it's coming down.
Yeah.
You called
maintenance.
Did
your roof fall in?
No.
Okay, you called maintenance. Did they get it fixed?
Eventually, like 3 days later.
Okay.
Oh.
That's okay. You're done. You're not getting poured on anymore. Everything's good.
No, everything's fine. I mean, the emergency technician, he dealt with it that weekend because this was like Saturday night. And then actual... the head of maintenance, he came and did it Monday afternoon.
Fixed, like, patched it up and fixed it all up.
What was the problem?
Emergency.
So, apparently, they're doing renovations in the vacant unit above me, and their water line was disconnected.
So it was just coming down on you.
Yep.
You know why I'm jealous of this? Because Jack called someone, they came and did it, and he didn't have to pay for it.
That's what happens when you rent.
Man, oh man, do I miss
once
that.
Once you own a home, you got to fix that by yourself, and you got to contact the plumber and everybody else, and it's going to cost you a lot more money.
If you recall, a few days ago, I talked about how I made an ocean of dish soap, under my sink. Yeah, we have to call a maintenance guy. We have to pay him, though, to do it. So it's like, oh my gosh.
I'm jealous of Jack because he has no upstairs neighbors.
Yeah, they're redoing it.
That's footsteps at night, huh?
No footsteps at night. Nothing moving at night. I swear to God, my upstairs neighbors wait to do laundry and move their washer and dryer in the middle of the night.
Anthony, they don't know the way. They don't know you get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. They don't get it.
Nor
do they care. So see, I don't miss that.
I mean, we could still hear the people above us.
We cannot hear the people above us.
And now I can hear them.
The seal. Nah.
For some reason, there's like this guy's cough has got to be the loudest cough in the world, and I can hear it. And he only coughs at like.
I think
3 o'clock
he does
in the morning.
It because you cough all the time and he's paying you back, Otto. You ever been next to somebody who's really loud, so you're like, I'm going to be loud back?
Yes, dude, because there's nobody who sneezes louder than a dad. You ever been next to a dad when he's
Achoo! That's what that guy feels like. Every time he sneezes or coughs, I'm like, why am I hearing this in my apartment?
I used to have music off with my neighbor when I lived in an apartment. They would turn their radio up. I'm like, oh, you think that's good? I got some 808s here. I'm going to turn my stuff up even louder. So those are kind of the things I don't miss. But I'm glad you got everything fixed, Jack. We have a maintenance guy coming over next week to our house that we have to pay for. But you know what? I'm blessed to own our place. I shouldn't be complaining about it.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Oh, that Love Island. I'm surprised it's not going to win an Emmy.
It actually is Emmy nominated. The host is. Shout out to Adriana.
Too bad they can't spell it. Love Island is helping teachers all over the world by highlighting how badly we need good teachers and we need kids to pay attention to their teachers and do their work. Here's just a tiny excerpt, some of the outtakes of the grand mistakes being made on Love Island.
The biggest, the epitome of testing connections.
The epitome?
The epitome, huh?
You mean the epitome, sir? Play the whole thing. Play the long. Let's do it all. Let's just get it out there.
I'm going to, like, compromise with you. We're going to compromise.
Compromise, huh? Not
compromise.
Dead. I'd say that she's just like a ball of fresh air.
She's a ball of fresh air.
Not a breath.
Not a breath of fresh air. She's a ball of fresh air. So there was a huge debate online about how it's the education system. It's so poor. Teachers don't know anything, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, stop attacking the teachers. Kids are going to school not potty trained. Kids are going to school not knowing their ABCs. Children are going to school not knowing how to spell their own names. Before you step into a classroom, you should know your colors, your numbers. Like, what are we doing at home? Are we not reading to our kids anymore at night? Oh, no. Can't do that.
I don't think you should use Love Island as the test of America, okay?
Oh, it's the epitome of
That's okay. Look, also the story with him, Sincere, the one who's pronouncing epitome, it should be that he's also like a Division I athlete and a very attractive dude. You don't have to pronounce epitome right when you look like him.
Yes, you do, Anthony. In fact, you should Come on, don't make excuses. That's not okay.
I'm not making excuses.
We all
mispronounce things.
I love to get silly with it and all that. And yes, you're right. In fact, for many years, I always said Dash Hound. Do you know what Dash Hound is? Who knows what a Dash Hound is? I'm talking years on the radio, and I am a spelling bee champion. I thought Dotson was a Dash Hound. It's a wiener dog.
Yesterday, we were on the phone with my daughter, Ava, and we're looking at pictures. We're on FaceTime, and she pulls up a dog. She's like, oh, my friend got a brand new puppy. You guys should see it. It's a Dash Hound. And I said, a what? And I said, a Dachshund? And she's like, no, it's a Dash Hound.
Like mother, like daughter.
And I told her, I said, just like your mother.
Oh, don't make fun of me, Panache. Otto, we were live on the radio, Anthony. I swear to you, Otto was reading some kind of gossip segment. He said, Panache. She had lots of Panache. I said, you mean panache, sir?
Oh, my.
Hold on. There's no scripts here. This is all off the top of the head here, just like on Love Island. So I'm going to give those guys the benefit of the doubt, okay?
You can't when there's been this many mistakes made. I'm sorry. You're giving them way too much credit, Panache.
What does that even mean?
Panache. Like flair. Like he's flamboyant. Or, you know, okay. Let's just stick with Panache. I know you know what that means.
Do you know what's another one that kills me that people say? Oh, beast.
Oh.
When somebody says that person is obese,
there's no D at the end. D at the end, or T, or whatever it is. Anyway, okay. I just think that it's time that we give teachers credit for what they're trying to do, and we as parents involve ourselves more with our children. Put our phones down.
It's time to compromise.
And also, stop blaming the school system and the teachers. They shouldn't have to potty train and teach the kids ABCs when they get there. Your kids should already know that. And for anyone saying, because I got into a full-fledged fight online about it. Like, well, what if their parents are illiterate? My grandmother went to ninth grade, and she still made sure that I could read. You know what? There's free newspapers, yes, at the stores. You can pick those up. Encourage your children to educate themselves, and don't put screens in front of their faces until they get a little older.
Did you tell somebody to go pick up newspapers from the grocery store?
Yeah. They got the free ones in
that
the
front. I was like, of all the things you could have chosen to read.
Well, what I'm saying is, like, you can go to the library, but some people don't have cars. Poverty is a real thing. Like, I had a fight online about this. Well, what if people are poor? I grew up poor. There's ways. There is always a way to figure out how. My uncle used to bring home old National Geographics from the Salvation Army for me to read. There's always a way to educate yourself.
You know what really warms my heart is those little like sidewalk bookshelves, like the free books.
Yes,
in the neighborhoods.
People do those. Oh, I love when people do those.
Those are always in the rich neighborhoods, though.
I never saw those until I moved on up.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I'm so excited. We're going to get our spiritual forecast for the week right now. RJ is in the studio. RJ, welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you feeling today?
Doing great. How are y'all?
I'm doing well. I can't wait for our spiritual forecast. Now, we're coming off this big lunar eclipse last week, right? Does that have an effect on this week too?
Yeah, it usually takes effect, and it's just basically clearing out old energy. It's time for rebirth, reinventing yourself, and just kind of letting go, healing, and moving forward. It's going to be a really strong time.
No, you know what's funny? Whenever you say letting go and healing, I always say if you don't let go, it's like picking a scab. You know, you just keep opening it up. You don't allow it to heal. I mean, you're going to get the scab. It's not going to be the same, but that's a good part of moving forward, letting it go and starting fresh.
Yeah, because if not, I mean, you drag all that energy and all that, you know, heartache or sadness or whatever happened, you drag that with you.
You know, there's people that always talk about yesterday. You know what I'm saying, right? You're around certain people and they're always bringing up the past. You're like, I know, I don't care about yesterday. I worry about tomorrow right now.
Reset. That's what this eclipse was about, is just resetting and refocusing.
Now, what about our spiritual forecast for the rest of the week, all of us as a whole, as a collective?
So this week, I feel like Spirit's wanting us to take notice of what is repeatedly draining us, what's bringing confusion instead of peace, and especially realize what you're not wanting and willing to tolerate anymore. I think this week we have to pay really close attention to the relationships, especially the ones that you're always having to initiate, you're always having to forgive, always have to text first, like somebody that you're chasing for clarity and responses, because sometimes the most spiritual thing you can do is only do your part and not do the work for both people. So you're only responsible for what you need to do. But I think this week it's going to be really good for career opportunities, maybe even some new money coming in for people. And I think the signs that are going to get affected the most is going to be Taurus, Cancer, Aquarius, and Libra.
Okay, Taurus, Cancer, Aquarius, and Libra. When you said chasing and the draining thing, I know obviously you're giving us advice, but have you ever gotten caught up in that kind of thing where you're like reaching out and they're not reciprocating the effort?
Yeah, I mean, you always have to be the first one. Yeah, I mean, you're always having to be the first one, always having to like reach out. And I think it's important that both people, you know, play that part. If not, you're just kind of like chasing your tail and it becomes exhausting. Yeah. And I think that's what Spirit talks about this week, is letting that go.
Now, I was going to say, don't get me wrong. Like, there's girlfriends I don't talk to for a long time, but it's because we're busy. That doesn't mean I don't, you know, I'll be like, hey, girl, thinking about you. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about when you're really chasing someone and they just don't have, I don't know, love for you back, where it's just you. You got to let that go and move forward. Now, if you would like a free psychic reading, RJ, are you ready to do some real readings on the radio now? You feel like it since you just...
I'm totally ready.
Okay, because I know you're new and we're kind of easing into this. I feel like you're ready too. So this is what you do. You call us up, 877-730-DCS1. We will connect you with RJ and then we will get you your free reading here on the radio. RJ, thank you so much. I really enjoy talking to you every Monday.
Thank you. Thank you.
Remember to follow
him. Let's make it a great week.
Yes, RJ Mystic on Facebook. We'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Chance the Rapper's on the road right now celebrating the Coloring Book 10-year anniversary.
Great album.
Right? And he stopped to talk to Vic Mensa. Now, anybody who knows the history of Chance and Vic, no, they fell off years ago.
They both grew up in Chicago together, both coming up at the same time.
And worked together. They worked together for years. And then Chance kind of cut Vic off. And there was a lot of heated words, to put it lightly.
Animosity between the two.
Exchange between these two. Now they're sitting down and they're talking about it. You know, Vic Mensa has this new podcast out. I was really shocked to see them apologize to one another. And Vic Mensa broke down in tears.
You was having money, bro. Like, and I remember that time flipping the cushions on the couch, looking for quarters and And when you didn't want me to come on that tour, I was f***ed up for real. Seeing you in so much success, it grew jealousy in me. There were things I did and things I said at that time that I apologized for. And
I know, I already know. I had to get over it or I wouldn't be with you right now. Let me say sorry for someone to that, because there was something that was on my mind while you was just talking that I always wanted to apologize for. One thing that I did that I always felt bad about around ASAP, Kara was trying to book me a tour and she was like, you should have Vic open.
Yeah, that was one that hurt me.
And I was like, no.
Oh.
He just said, nah, you can't be on it, friend. And, you know, Chance got a little uppity, and we know for a fact, having been to many concerts with him and backstage, he got a little full of himself for a second there, and it turned a lot of folks off.
It did.
And it hurt his career.
It did. His career went into a spiral for a minute, and I feel like this tour is part of bringing it back.
And also in adulthood, too, you go through separations with friends, and it just kind of happens over disagreements or for whatever it is. And as much as it is on Chance, it's also just because Vic couldn't handle Chance's success a little bit, too.
No, he said it, right? He literally said, I was jealous.
And anybody who's in this industry who has ever been in entertainment who says they aren't jealous of other people, that's a lie. There's no way that you can be in this and want to accomplish the highest.
That's,
you
know, in any job.
Yeah,
though,
but and that's the thing. Career. It's like I've found myself being that person before, where I see somebody doing more than I am, and it ate me up. And what I do now is I unfollow them on social media so I don't have to think about it.
And so you don't hate on them. Instead, you can remain friends and you can curb your own jealousy. You realize it's my problem.
This is my problem, not theirs. They're not sitting there thinking about me. Yeah.
That's smart. Yeah. I just keep feeling badly about myself and following them.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
I'm super excited that Scooby-Doo is coming to Netflix. I probably talked about this like four or five times, and now I'm even more excited because Andre 3000 of Outkast is joining the whole cast.
Is it going to be live action or is it going to be a cartoon where he's voicing over?
Live action.
Oh.
And he's got a recurring role.
He is a good fit for the Mystery Machine.
Yes,
dude, I can Scooby-Doo see this. This is and not to mention his fashion wardrobe decisions too.
Oh my god,
this is of him. You know, he matches really well with Velma.
I don't think Velma would like Andre.
See, you're the one starting
that's
the rumors.
That's an inside Scooby-Doo joke. But that makes sense as to why he's been talking about not wanting to rap anymore. How can you be too old for rap, but you are going to join a Scooby-Doo
crew?
When I
saw that clip, I was so disappointed that he said he didn't feel like he had anything else to say. I'm one of the greatest rappers of all time. Quit on us.
Well, that's okay.
And Scooby picked up a flute, and now he's going to be in Scooby-Doo. And I'm not going to lie, it's a little disappointing to me that he's going back to the acting when he should be doing music.
I'm okay, though, with this. Scooby-Doo's a great remake. Something else that's coming back, the Looney Tunes movie. You've seen that, right?
Yes.
That's old school right there.
I had a friend who worked on it.
No, out of who?
A friend.
You're not going to tell me who?
It was my old girlfriend.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Hey, why wouldn't you tell them? I'm just finding out right here on the radio.
Well, I just found out.
Beep, beep.
We should call her and ask her about it.
She can't talk about it. She has an NDA.
Oh, my gosh. Well, she ain't no use to none of us then anyway.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You know, earlier today we were talking to Jack, our producer, about the hole in his roof. It was above the shower, and he called maintenance. It's fixed now, right, Jack? Everything's good?
It is fixed.
Yeah, it took 3 days, and he was like, it took 3 whole days. I'm like, that's quick in apartment days. I've waited weeks for stuff in an apartment to get fixed. But as a homeowner, I mean, we have to pay for everything ourselves now. So remember, if you do get a home, that happens.
Yeah.
I mean, you might
after
have to drive
you guys
more.
Talk about your problems,
oh,
I don't
gosh,
know if I want
yeah,
to.
Okay. Yeah,
I've
right.
already given up on you on home ownership.
It's not for everybody.
It's not. You're right. Because, Anthony, you move a lot and you move around a lot.
Yeah. And right now, I'm on the road doing comedy shows, and my apartment maintenance man is in there fixing my refrigerator right now. Chilling. And you know
right,
how much that costs me? Nothing.
Nothing. No, you're right. I will say home ownership, it's kind of overrated when I really think about it. But you know, the things that I used to have to call a maintenance person about, Otto, you've gotten good at some things. Like I used to pay people to put our furniture together.
I could basically work at IKEA at this point.
You could!
I'm an Allen wrench expert.
You really are.
You're the Allen wrench, huh?
We have them all over the house in different drawers.
We move as often as you have it. And,
yeah.
You know, I'm pretty much, I do it every year I build new furniture.
I got to give you props too, Otto, from the time we were married to now. You're grilling? Oh my gosh, it's like A+. I look forward to Otto saying, I'm going to make steaks on the grill. I'm going to make chops on the grill, chicken on the grill. The other day, he made shrimp on the grill. Woo, baby!
I'm getting better.
Okay,
after 20 years, of course, I'm going to get better, hopefully at least.
Hopefully.
Are you still, Automatic, are you still using the electric grill, though?
I had to retire the infrared grill, Aunt. That one I had to, it went to the grill heavens because it just got a little too old on us.
Everybody gets a little better in time, especially like you said, with the whole maintenance thing.
Dana's gotten way better at cooking as well. I mean, well, not that you were ever a bad cook. I don't want you to take that the wrong way. You've got better at cooking more things.
Oh, so you mean exploring outside my culture.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, when
I
we
see
first
what
got
you're
married,
saying. You don't have to be rude. I mean,
we had a lot of Mexican food and Mexican food only. And
that's all I knew how to cook.
And now Dana has, you know, you do a few different things pretty well.
Yeah, nice. You're right. Yeah,
Dana, what would you say outside of Mexican food is your new favorite dish that you're making?
You know, it's like hodgepodge stuff, but I do make this Filipino salmon.
Oh,
that Otto loves. I mean, he
it has lime on it.
Mm. It's got like so much lime, lemon, and garlic, and it's so easy to make too.
I like that. The fact that you use hodgepodge lets me know that you're expanding your culinary skills.
I am, and it's all because of TikTok.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.